Blind Cool Tech, recorded April 18th, 2006.
Blind Cool Tech, we're fun.
I wanted to play with podcast stuff, okay?
Technology, the world is anybody there. And blind
music. Oh, God, who put that wall there?
And all come together.
Hello, folks, this is Nick G, recording this presentation for Blind Cool Tech regarding binaural microphones. I'm going to talk to you a bit about some binaural microphones I have had. There are other binaural microphones that I would like to talk about. However, I must gain the permission of the people who have made the recordings so that I can post them to Blind Cool Tech. I suggest that everybody who records anything with any set of binaural microphones whatsoever should tell them what microphones they have, so that in the future people can understand what microphones sound like and get a pretty diverse understanding. To gain a test, I am preparing to purchase Church Audio microphones. I feel that these are the best replacement for the Mini Gear Labs microphones, which I'm about to talk about, because they seem to supposedly have the best SPL of any modern binaural microphone, sub $200. Church builds his own capsules, which is great because I'm kind of sick to death of the Panasonic 61 series capsules that so many microphone manufacturers, including sound professionals, are using. So I think it's time for a change, don't you? We're going to start straight away with, well, some microphones made by a company called Mini Gear Labs in Canada. These are the standard by which I've measured every binaural microphone I've ever had, too, when it comes to sound quality. And the reason why I don't have these anymore is because the person who made these does not know how to make mics with decent cabling on it. So these things died within 3 months, which is a shame because I had some great things that I was able to produce with these mics. I'm going to start out with probably the best SPL test I have, which is what happens when I go to a bowling alley. And you can hear this mic's definition with this one.
So far, what are they? You have 26 in the second frame.
And everybody, what does everybody else have?
Joey's got 14, and Chris is working in the second frame. And she's going right for the head pin in the pocket. Oh, she got 6. 6 there. So she's got at least 10 so far.
Now we're going to test the mic sensitivity, and this time I made one of my favorite perennial sound seeing tour recordings. I always have a tendency to go to Florida in the summer, and I love recording Tampa Airport for reasons unknown. Well, I know why I like Tampa Airport, because of the announcements and stuff like that, but still, I don't know why I like recording it every year. Isn't one fine? Well, here is Goodbye, Tampa, 2005. Okay, now we've got that. Now we'll play some stuff from the Giant Squid Audio Labs unpowered modified mics. These use the Panasonic 61 series capsules, which are different than the Panasonic 60 series capsules used by the Mini Gear mics. Said 61s may be found on many sound professionals' mics, but this modification, let's just say I wasn't particularly happy with it. So now you can hear the Giant Squid Audio Labs 61 modifications on my recording of the New York City subway, known as Nick G Goes to the City.
You'd best hold it, trust me. Because watch that. Here we go on the subway.
I don't need it. I'll do it. Ow!
one subway. For you British listeners, this is the equivalent of the tube.
Yeah, they see the people over there.
I think, Krista, I think you and I are the best people who are keeping our balance on this one. Probably.
If you'd like to hear a demonstration of the Sound Professionals SPBMC-12 microphones, provided this cast is uploaded, listen to my Easter egg hunt cast that I did. So if it's not uploaded, you can contact me and I can give that to you as well. If you'd like to contact me, you can by emailing nick@hkcradio.com. I thank you for listening, and, I'll talk to you guys on the list. Bye.